Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We last interviewed our next guest when her magazine for women entrepreneurs was just getting off the ground. As our state is beginning to emerge on the other side of this pandemic, we thought we'd check in and see how she and other women small business owners that she has been in touch with have been able to keep their businesses afloat. Anna Gelbman Edmonds is publisher and managing editor of The F Suite in Columbia, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, I will be contributing an article, and South Carolina Public Radio has received an advertisement in her magazine. Anna, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for our listeners who might have missed that first interview, tell us about your magazine.
The F Suite is a business magazine, currently local to Columbia, that focuses on female entrepreneurs and small business owners. So it's a business magazine.
And it is in the form of an e-magazine as well as a regular paper magazine.
That's true. We definitely have print copies out there all over town. But for people who can't find one or we run out of them, you can definitely access it digitally.
Now, do you know of similar publications around our state?
There's not similar publications in the country.
Oh, come on. There has to be one somewhere.
Actually, my business advisor was actually doing research very recently, and he cannot find any magazine that is solely focused on these micro businesses for women. Nobody.
Share with us your story through the pandemic.
It hit us, like everybody else, unexpectedly, and we were just getting off the ground and pretty much shut us down. And what I decided to do, since we were already in production, is we didn't put a print issue out for that quarter. We only published digitally. So somehow, miraculously, I came up with more money for the summer issue, and we simply added content to it and made it a bigger issue and did put it out in the summer. Someone who's very popular in Columbia who was on the cover, so it got a lot of attention, and she was able to share it. And we got a lot of publicity on that one. But now that I see things opening up, I'm definitely getting more advertisers, and things are kind of starting to break loose, but it has not been easy by any stretch of the imagination.
And now share with us some stories that you've come across from other women business owners.
There's one that's kind of across the board. I see it with retailers. They had to either close their stores or they had fewer employees. They were working less hours. Everybody was hurting. And so I watched these people pivot, and they bumped up their e-commerce sites. And the woman who was on the cover of our spring and summer issue that I was talking about, her business just went wide open. Not only did her e-commerce site take off, she's now putting our magazine in with the orders that she's mailing out to people. The magazine has been to Europe and all across the country when she mails out her orders. So we have other retailers and doing that for us, or also putting the magazine in the bags with walk-in customers with their purchases. So we're all helping each other out. It's been kind of an interesting ride. I'm not just depending on my advertisers. I'm working with people that aren't even part of the magazine to help them out, and they're helping me out.
Has the support from federal, local, state government that has been available during the pandemic helped you and the others that you've talked to?
Almost everybody that I talked to did get the PPP. I did not go for that, but I got an EIDL loan. A lot of people didn't get the kind of money they thought they should be getting. We definitely saw it go to the bigger businesses, and that's very hard for us to understand. But I think anybody who applied did get it. I think the bigger problem is not about funding. It's about how do we get these people to come back to work. These smaller businesses, restaurants, retailers, they just cannot get people to come in and work, and it's a conundrum. I've been telling my readers, hang on, we're going to be okay. For those of you who can hang on and pivot or do what you have to do, we are primed to be the big winners here, I think, the small business community across the country, not just here.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I always love being here, and thanks for having me.
Anna Gelbman Edmonds is publisher and managing editor of the F Suite magazine. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, I will be contributing an article, and South Carolina Public Radio has received an advertisement in her magazine. We will have a link to the magazine posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.